Yeah, I visited him a couple times at the hospital, and you know, the first Monday I went over there and saw him, and it was good to see the improvement yesterday when I went back. He looked like himself, and he was moving around good. So other than that, I don't have any diagnosis or anything I'm going to throw out. I don't think anybody does, regardless of what's been put out there. But I was encouraged by his spirits yesterday, and I look forward to seeing him back in the locker room at some point.
But no, any concerns about this team still not playing like you have to play in the NFL when you see a teammate go down like that?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, I've been through a few of them now with Terrence, my rookie year, and Nick, obviously, two big ones. Both guys drafted in my draft class, and you know, it was tough. Very tough to see that, to see Jermichael on the field. It's sobering about the kind of job that we do. We put our bodies on the line. We get paid very well, and there's a lot of great things that come with it. But there is the health risk that we deal with, and you don't want to see it happen, whether it's your guy or another team. There's a big brother system exists in the league where hopefully we're getting back closer to that, where you know, you look out for your fellow brother in the league, and you're not intentionally trying to hurt anybody. I don't think Gibson was trying to hurt Jermichael. It was one of those plays where Jermichael lowered his head a little bit as his arms are getting grabbed, and those things happen. But you hate to see a guy not able to walk off the field.
Where's the Metrodome ranked on your visiting places to play list?
You know, it's fun to play. It's got a great atmosphere. It's loud. They do a good job of adding noise up there, pregame, with the festivities and the fireworks and the motorcycle and whatnot. Always enjoy that atmosphere. It's loud. It's a tough place to play. You got to appreciate playing in an environment like that.
Does it make you change your game at all? Offensively, because of
well, it's you know, it's one of the. Probably, for sure, one of the three or four loudest places. Obviously, Kansas City and Seattle are very loud for outdoor environments. Detroit is a loud place. Atlanta's a loud place that we played in. It ranks right up there with those, if not more. Especially when you know, there's a late third down in a tight game, late in the fourth. It's almost impossible to hear. So you really have to rely on the nonverbal communication and trust that everybody gets off on the count, gets off on the ball, and does their job.
It's good. Probably your last game going to be probably your last game at the Metrodome. Doesn't sound like you're going to miss it very much.
Well, we've had some success up there. Had some good times, some big wins, a couple tough ones as well. But you know, I enjoy that stadium, enjoy the atmosphere, and enjoy every time we get a chance to win up there.
Aaron, momentum will build pretty quickly for them in that environment. So how important is starting fast and maybe taking some of that starch out of the building early?
Well, it's very important. It's a tough place to play, and even more when you go down like we did last year. We let that crowd get into it, and you start to hear that whatever that horn noise is. You know, it's a loud environment, a tough place to play. You play on the road, you got to start fast, you got to get points early. And if we can do that, you know, there's been times over the years where the Packer fans have really shown their stuff and been nice and loud there as we've taken good leads.
Has Jared Allen kind of replaced Brian Urlacher as the defensive guy in the division that you like to play against the most? And what does he do that is so disruptive? It's going to be a big challenge probably for David.
Yeah, he's a great guy to be around. I have a lot of respect for him. He plays the game very, very hard. He's got a great motor, but I think he plays it clean. He plays between the whistles. He's had some success against us in the past. He's a great competitor. I enjoy playing against him. He gives you a lot of different challenges, especially for a young guy like David. With the many things he can do with his pass rush ability. I also really enjoy playing against Chad Greenway. I had a lot of battles against him and got to know him briefly at the Pro Bowl a couple years back, and I think he plays the game the right way. He plays it tough. He's a smart, heady player. And, you know, it's a talented defense. Played against these guys, Kevin, Brian, you know, EJ and Aaron Henderson, a lot of games. So I always enjoyed the matchup, and there's a lot of respect.
What did you think of Jarrett Zachary, bear hug and left tackle, got to Eli?
Yeah, that was impressive. That was really impressive. I liked his left leg wrap there that kind of gave him some leverage. He's a talented guy. You know, the thing you don't want to see up there is him doing his hog tie or whatever it is, his cow tie, and then his raising his arms, because you know he's made a play in the backfield.
You were about two guys already, two receivers on Sunday. The offense functioned well in the passing game, but now if it's obviously no Jermichael as well, we don't know about James for sure, but I mean, how challenging does it become? And Boykin stepped up, but can this keep happening? Do you think guys can keep making up for all these losses?
Well, we expect it to. You know, we have high expectations for our guys to step in and play. There's accountability that goes along with being in this locker room, being ready to play, knowing your assignments, and when you get out there making the plays that are there and being mentally sharp. And that starts with our mindset and our preparation this week in practice. But I am really proud of Jared. I think he stepped up and played great. We're going to need his effort like that the rest of the season. We're going to need Andrew and Brian and Brandon Bostic and Jake to step up, Stoneburner and Ryan, if he can play. It's obviously going to take more than just one of those guys to replace the production that Jermichael had, but I think we have guys who can step in and play roles for us.
Greg Jennings said today that those critical comments he made about the Packers, some of them he was teasing, he was razzing, admitted he hasn't been in contact with his former teammates. Did he burn a bridge here?
You know what? Anything that's said by individuals or pundits out there that aren't in this locker room, you know, I think I can speak for the guys. They don't really factor in our day-to-day lives. We don't spend energy thinking about those comments. You know, we try and stay focused on the guys in this locker room, on this team, and what do we got to do to get this team ready to play. And there's always going to be people out there saying stuff about myself or this team or Mike or Ted. And I think we've done a good job over the years of just staying focused on what we can control. And that's our preparation, and that's the way we play on Sundays.
Do you have hard feelings toward Greg?
Two more questions.
Again, I don't get into what's said out there about myself. There's been plenty of stuff over the years since I was drafted to when I was first-year starter. We went 6-10. There's always going to be things said, and you just can't focus on them. You know, you could drive yourself crazy if you looked at that stuff or read stuff out there. And with the way my life is right now and my job is. As a leader on this football team and a quarterback, I just don't have the energy to spend time thinking about those things.
But you seem like a guy who carries a chip on your shoulder. You remember not being recruited at the high P1 level right away. You remember things. So how is it that you remember those things but then try to forget these things that are said?
I didn't say anything about forgetting. I just said focusing. You know, it's about what you should spend energy focusing on and thinking about and worrying about. And those are things that are important to this team. And those comments by anybody out there just aren't important to what we're trying to do. We're trying to do some great things here. Our team is, and that's what we're going to focus on. And that's, as a leader, what I'm going to focus on.